With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Israeli military says its forces are raiding Gaza's largest hospital, the site of a lengthy standoff with the Hamas terrorist group. The army surrounded the Shifa hospital as part of its ground offensive. Israeli authorities claim Hamas conceals military operations in that hospital. Early Wednesday, the army said its forces were carrying out a precise and targeted operation there against Hamas. It gave no further details, but said it was taking steps to avoid harm to civilians. The House has voted overwhelmingly to prevent a government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when other House conservatives revolted against his plan. Speaker Johnson says he knows conservatives want bigger spending cuts.
I'm one of the arch conservatives, okay? And I want to cut spending right now, and I would like to put policy riders on this. But when you have a three-vote majority, as we do right now, we don't have the votes to be able to advance that right now. So what we need to do is avoid the government shutdown. Why? Because that would unduly harm the American people.
A Republican senator challenged the president of the Teamsters to a fight during a hearing.
Hold it.
Oklahoma's Mark Wayne Mullen has been a frequent critic of union leadership. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien has described Mullen on X, formerly Twitter, as a moron. And Mullen read some of the tweets.
Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time. We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
That was Committee Chair Bernie Sanders, who yelled at one point.
You know, you're a United States senator.
Mullen suggested he and O'Brien fight for charity. O'Brien declined, suggesting they meet for coffee instead and work out their differences. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 489 points. This is SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now that government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan is preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan, where they face violent persecution for their faith. This is SRN News. Residents of the Kfar Aza kibbutz in southern Israel have started to return to pick up what remains of their belongings after the October 7th assault by Hamas terrorists. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The kibbutz was one of more than 20 towns and villages that was attacked on October the 7th by Hamas. Before the attack, the kibbutz was a modest, prosperous place with a school, a synagogue, and a population of more than 700. Former resident Ayelet Katzer selects items from her garden to take to the grave of her husband.
I came here to pick plants for my garden and some things that he liked, like he had a special mug, some of his clothes.
Katzer needed to visit her ruined home, but it's traumatic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.